we've made it to Thursday. That means it's not all that long till the weekend. Eric Carpenter with you. This is KCVL, KCRK. If you plan on traveling today, give yourself plenty of extra time. They've had a tremendous amount of rain on Snoqualmie Pass. A lot of standing water. Traction tires advised for Stevens Pass, just a little bit higher. A lot of new snow up at Stevens Pass. Traveling back and forth across the state of Washington could be a challenge today. The State Patrol wants to remind everybody that, hey, we've got a few more days of winter still ahead, so drive accordingly. Give yourself plenty of extra time. Let's be safe.
There's a new real estate firm in Colville. Four Degrees Real Estate, based in Spokane, has opened their first branch office in Colville. The agents at Four Degrees Real Estate have the experience you need and want when it comes to selling or buying real estate in the Tri-County area, whether it's homes or land or commercial. From start to finish, Four Degrees agents advocate for their clients with professionalism and understanding. Call branch managing broker Len Brandt at 509-680-3916 to schedule a no-obligation meeting to find out the value of your home or to learn more about real estate investing. Four Degrees Real Estate, your new choice for real estate in Northeast Washington.
Catholic Charities Colville Family Haven, they're getting ready to start building this year. We get an update from Catholic Charities on that project.
I'm Jonathan Malahan. I'm Catholic Charities Eastern Washington's Chief Housing Officer, and my team and I oversee the development and operations of our affordable family housing communities. We're really excited to get started on this project. We're going to create 72 units of affordable family housing for Colville families. The project is fully funded. We expect that we're going to begin construction in the first week of April, and that construction will take 12 to 15 months. So we look forward to welcoming families to their new homes in mid-2025. There'll be some excavation and getting the site prepared for the construction, and then we'll pour some foundations and move on to framing and so forth. There will be 72 units for families in this project. We do not have them filled. What we do is we'll be working with rural resources and other local organizations to identify families in need. We begin that process about 90 days before we welcome families to their new home. So that process will start in really early 2025, and it goes pretty quickly from there. We try to make sure families have certainty in knowing their homes are going to be available for them. It would be a little soon to reach out for a home at Colville Family Haven. Families will have access to on-site amenities and services that support their success. And we have made some additional investments in this project to ensure the safety and security of our family. We have someone who lives on site 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then we have cameras that are web enabled that allow remote monitoring. So the site will be monitored and we'll have someone present there at all times. What we find is that brings a great sense of comfort to the people that live there, that they have security, and that when there are incidents that come up, we respond and we work with local police departments and others if there is an incident. Those are incredibly rare for family affordable housing communities. This is a really huge resource that should bring Colville really close, if not achieving functional zero for family homelessness. It adds so much supply, and it wouldn't be possible without working with great organizations like Rural Resources. So Catholic Charities is so pleased to partner and expand our programming with Rural Resources in the area. We're looking forward to opening this project.
Units will include 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartments, a playground, a gathering place, other recreational amenities. The building going to be built off Buena Vista Drive across from the Border Patrol Station. The estimated cost of the project not to exceed $25 million.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest, and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Colville.
The Joint House Senate Committee hearing for Initiative 2081 A citizen-led effort concerning parental rights in public school education. Well, it was a packed room. Citizens and supporters gathered to hear testimony. Kelly Payne has the report.
Initiative 2081, a parental bill of rights, seeks to define the rights of parents and guardians, ensuring that they could receive notifications regarding matters concerning their children. Representative Jim Walsh filed the initiative.
What this initiative seeks to do is clarify those rights and let parents know in plain, straightforward terms what they can expect, what they can do, what they can know in raising their children.
Don Land, one of over 5,000 supporters who endorsed the proposal, is a concerned parent who strongly supported the initiative's passage.
This legislature enacting 2081 would put the control of families back in the hands of parents where it belongs.
The committees are scheduled to vote on the measure Friday. Kelly Payne, the state capitol.
Colville Tire and Auto Repair wants everyone to know that they're now offering full service for trailers, including brake adjustments for both hydraulic and electric brakes, wheel bearing repacking, and of course, a full selection of tires and wheels. Stop in and check out the selection and prices at Colville Tire and Auto Repair, where your safety matters. Just stop in, Colville Tire and Auto Repair, located by the Northside Roundabout, or give them a call at 684-4551 for Colville Tire and Auto Repair.
Today I want to spend a little time talking about a new program that could really threaten a lot of people all over the rural parts of the country, including here in Washington State. That is solar energy's appetite for vast amounts of land. Well, the president, Joe Biden, proposing to designate as much as 55 million acres of public lands as potential sites for industrial scale solar panels. That's an area that's larger than, 36 states, similar in size to Idaho or Minnesota. The Bureau of Land Management, called the Western Solar Plan, proposes six alternatives for solar development. The most aggressive, 55 million acres across 11 western states, would be available for solar energy. The least aggressive would designate 8 million acres for solar. The BLM preferred alternative, about halfway between the two, setting aside 22 million acres for solar development. So all in all, BLM, they manage 162 million acres of public land. Now that's designated as multi-use. Everything from farming to ranching to hunting, fishing, hiking, camping. Well, more recently, it's been for wind and solar installations and the transmission lines to connect them to the grid. The BLM, it's a division of the Department of the Interior, says to carry out the Biden administration goal of generating 25 gigawatts of electricity from wind and solar on public lands by 2025. More than 3 million solar panels are required to produce 1 gigawatt of electricity. 1 gigawatt, that can power 500,000 homes on average. Consistent supply of energy and generation and use. And we know it, it's not always the best weather for solar. City of Colville knows that from the solar panels that they've installed. Well, the Interior Department's work going to be crucial if they are going to achieve the Biden goal of a carbon pollution free power sector by 2035. So the public lands a critical role to generating solar power. The states that are targeted: Arizona, California, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, Washington, and Wyoming. The sheer scope of the BLM plan, designating tens of millions of acres for solar, they say, well, maybe 700,000 acres would suffice to meet Biden's goals. Ought to raise a red flag toward what the government plans on doing with what is really our land. You're going to end up with all of these wind turbines out across public lands. You're going to end up with solar panels encompassing millions of acres of public land. Now, as you might expect, the environmental groups and advocates for wind and solar energy, they're applauding the plan. The Wilderness Society said, in the face of climate pressure and the injustices of our current fossil fuel-based energy system, a rapid transition to renewable energy economy is necessary. Well, something else that we need to be aware of and be watching, because a lot of us in the Western United States, in the open spaces, are going to be on the receiving end of this BLM solar plan.
Need help filing your taxes for 2023? Rise Network has partnered with the Washington State Department of Revenue to offer free tax services to families and individuals who qualify. Yes, this is free of charge. Rise Network will have a professional accounting service to help you and determine if you also qualify for the Washington Working Families Tax Credit. Give us a call, 509-675-0002, or visit our website at risenetworkinc.org.
Don't forget, tonight it's the big game. WSU Cougars take on USC. Only three regular season Pac-12 basketball games left. USC tonight. Saturday it's UCLA. Next week the Huskies come to Pullman. Join us on KCVL tonight. USC, WSU college basketball. That coming up should be really a good game.
Those little emergency shutoff valves under your sink, the ones you probably have trouble getting to because of soap, window cleaner, and dog shampoo hiding them? And can you even turn them off if you need to? Fogle Pump and Supply has the new quarter-turn valves that use a brass ball seal and not a crusty washer. In fact, Fogle Pump and Supply has all the modern plumbing supplies you need in plastic, iron, copper, PEX, and more. Stop by and check them out at their North Highway location. Fogle Pump and Supply, the water professionals.
Today's local weather forecast brought to you by the new Grease Monkey at 680 South Main. They're open now, ready to service your quick lube and oil change needs. No appointment necessary. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 6. You should be ready to go in about 20 minutes. For more information, call 509-685-7406.
It'll be pretty much rain today till about 4 this afternoon. That's when the National Weather Service says it's going to cool down and we're going to see snow. Rain, snow likely overnight. Most of the snow will be after 9 o'clock. Snow starting off tomorrow, turning to rain by noon or 1 tomorrow afternoon. Rain, snow again Friday night, snow on Saturday, snow on Sunday. In fact, there's even a chance of some more snow on Monday and Tuesday. During the day, it's going to warm up enough, be turning to rain, but cooling off enough overnight that most areas are likely to get a little more snow.
Grease Monkey. They'll wash your exterior windows, vacuum the interior floor, check all fluid levels, grease any drivetrain spots, and of course, they'll also check your light bulbs, air filters, windshield wipers, and more. The all-new Grease Monkey, South Main in Colville.